This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. That was a tune called Dobro on the Loose, recorded in 1976 in Channel 9 Studios in Sydney, Australia. I was playing banjo and the Dobro lead, Colleen Trenwith on the fiddle. I think that was Anne Kirkpatrick on bass and Colin Watson on guitar. And we just drove that tune along. Dobro on the Loose sounded like a good name for me. And I think it's a fun tune. I hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and it's I've got a program lined up for you that doesn't feature any Christmas music whatsoever, even though it's only less than 2 weeks until Christmas. I just thought we'd have a program free of Christmas music, and I'll put it all in next week's show, so be warned. This has sort of got a Christmas feel to it. It's a Ricky Skaggs song from the album Bluegrass, the World's Greatest Show, and it's a song written by Martha Ellis, and it's called I'm Not broke, but I'm badly bent. And that applies to most people coming up to Christmas because we spend too much on Christmas festivities and Christmas presents and things. So most people are a bit broke around Christmas time after doing all that paying out stuff that they have to do. Ricky Skaggs has got a all-star bluegrass band here. J.D. Crowe on banjo, Tony Rice on guitar, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Todd Phillips on bass, and of course Ricky is playing the mandolin and doing some vocals. But here he is with the song, I'm Not Broke, But I'm Badly Bent. Recording it. It's a good song, isn't it? It's a great sound from Ricky Skaggs there. One of my favourite groups in the early days of bluegrass music was Don Reno and Red Smiley. I loved the way they put their music together. The two voices, although quite dissimilar, taken individually, just blended beautifully. And Don Reno sang great tenor harmony to Red Smiley's rich sort of baritone voice. And the music was always really interesting. They were one of the great transition bands between what we think of as country music and bluegrass music. And I'm going to play a tune called I'm the Talk of the Town from Reno and Smiley.
People seem to watch my footsteps as I go by. They shake their heads and say I'm riding high. But this thing has done drove me wild and now it's got me down and made me the talk of the town. I'll go down to the river and slowly walk around. And if my thoughts don't change a lot, I'll jump right in and drown. For after what you've done to me, I know I've grown to be the laughing stock, the talk of the town. Thank you. think this couldn't happen to a guy like me. As nightfall finds me heading to your door, now you don't seem to want me since a new love you have found. And now I am the talk of the town. I'll go down to the river and slowly walk around. And if my thoughts don't change a lot, I'll jump right in and drown. For after what you've done to me, I know I've grown to be the laughing stock, the talk of the town.
Just real old country music, isn't it? And they do a fine job of it. Just the two voices blended. Evidently, the show that they put on was next to none, and a lot of groups did not like to follow Reno and Smiley, because Reno and Smiley done such a good show. They always fell short in comparison with their show. I'm going to play a track now. I don't think we've ever had this track on Back Porch Bluegrass before. Very commonly known these days as dueling banjos. And it reached real fame, I suppose, as part of the music of the movie Deliverance, where a city boy on guitar and a hillbilly boy on banjo sort of talk to each other a little bit with the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, repeating phrases in this song, Dueling Banjos. It's written by Arthur Smith. We first heard the song done by the Dillards on their live album, and they did a real nice version of it too. But the original was done by Arthur Smith and written by Arthur Smith, with Don Reno playing banjo. And Arthur Smith played the four-string banjo with a plectrum, and Don Reno played the five-string banjo with his fingerpicks, of course. And you had the two banjos. And it's quite a different version. It's a very fast version. Sounds really neat. And I'll just get it up there for you, and you'll hear the original of Feuding Banjos. It's called Feuding. Quite hard to say. Feuding. And here's the original coming up. Smith was a pretty hot banjo player with their plectrum, wasn't he? And Don Reno, of course, we know is a fine five-string banjo player. In the movie, they or the legal aspect of the movie claimed that it was a traditional tune. Arthur Smith managed to prove that he had written it and was paid $3 million for winning the lawsuit. So he finally got some money out of that tune. So that's good to know that musicians sometimes win. Isn't that great? Let's hear from the Witcher Brothers with Carolina Sunday.
Well, I was driving down an Alabama gravel road on Sunday. Came up on a little church nestled in the pine. When I heard the little children's voices singing Jesus Loves Me, took me back to another place and another time. So I parked beneath the shady tree, close enough to listen. Heard that preacher preaching and the people say, hey. When I heard the congregation start singing Rock of Ages, scared on my memory to those times of way back when. On a Carolina Sunday, a little backwoods church with the pine trees all around. On a Carolina Sunday, a girl named Mary dressed in white and supper on the ground. Church was such a part of country living. It's where I found my faith that guides me through my life. It's where my daddy met my mama, and they say they fell in love there. On a sunny Sunday, he took her for his wife. On a Carolina Sunday, a little backwoods church with the pine trees all around. On a Carolina Sunday, a girl named Mary dressed in white and supper on the ground.
Nice band, great sound, isn't it? I must hear more from the Witcher Brothers. Incidentally, on this show, what I'm really doing is going through a lot of the compilation albums that I've got, where you get several groups on one album, and in many situations I have other albums of those groups, but I'm getting access to material that I don't have on my main collection. And I come across people like that, and I think, oh, I must dig them out a bit more and find out more about their music. That was the Witcher Brothers. Hot Rise. Tim O'Brien was a great songwriter, sort of lead singer in most cases, a mandolin player and a fiddle player for a wonderful band called Hot Rise. Nick Forster played bass and also did lead and harmony vocals. Peter Wernick played banjo and did harmony vocals. Charles Sawtell played guitar and did harmony vocals. And they were a great group, particularly around the 1980s, 1990s period. And Tim wrote excellent songs. And I first heard this next song from a country singer called Kathy Mateer. And I just always loved the song. And this is Hot Rise. actually doing the song. I don't know whether they did it before Kathy Mattea did it or not, or whether she heard their version and really liked it. I know Tim O'Brien worked on her version too when she recorded it, but it's a lovely song called Walk the Way the Wind Blows, and here's Hot Rise doing it.
Up along the hallway, down along the stairs, I can see the pictures that we made down through the years. And it makes me blue, darling, thinking of the past. And I'm truly sorry couldn't make it last. Walk the way the wind blows, cry the tears I cried, hoping for you, darling, to be here by my side. I gotta do some thinking of where to go from here. I remember, darling, when you first came to me. All the air was sweet then, and all our time was free. But like the leaves that wither, our hearts fell away. I think I'll just go out alone and walk my blues away. Walk the way the wind blows, cry the tears I cried, hoping for you, darling, to be here by my side. I gotta do some thinking of where to go from here.
It's a good song. I still love the way Kathy Mattea does it, but I think Hot Rise did a pretty good version of it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're based in Hamilton, New Zealand. I'm delighted to say this show is sponsored by a local music shop, Shearer's Music Works, and I know this isn't a Christmas show, but man, there's no better place to go for Christmas presents than a music shop. And I think Shearer's Music Works would be a perfect place to go for presents for all the family. You can get them anything from a new guitar to a new ukulele or a banjo or a mandolin or a keyboard or a set of drums. You can get all the accessories you could want every guitarist wants a new set of strings. And if you're really generous, you could buy them the packets that have three sets of strings in them, and that would make them very happy. You get straps, and you can get picks, and you can get stands to put your instrument on so you can stand it up in your bedroom or in your living room so that you can pick it up anytime. And the people at Shearers are very helpful. They'll help you sort out a present. So I highly recommend you go to see Shearers Music Works and get those Christmas presents for the rest of your family. That would be really good. While you're there, you could possibly buy yourself a new guitar too. If you're there, tell them that you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass, and I was saying really nice things about them, and I'm sure they'd be pleased about that. What else are we going to do? We're going to play Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson from the album Way Out West, and they are really great singers. And of course, me being a bit ornery at times, I've chosen an instrumental because they are really good pickers as well. And interestingly, after two songs ago hearing the Witcher Brothers, we've got on this tune that I've selected from Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson, Chris is playing mandolin, Herb Peterson playing banjo, Kenny Blackwell on acoustic guitar, Bill Bryson on acoustic bass, and Gabe Witcher on fiddle. And I was pretty sure the Witcher Brothers came from over California. I know Mike Witcher is a fine dobro player up around the San Francisco Bay Area, but they got Gabe Witcher on fiddle, and I'm pretty sure he was playing in the Witcher Brothers song that we did just before. But here's Chris Hillman, Herb Peterson from the Way Out West album with a tune called Sugarcane. Pickers, aren't they? And that was a lovely banjo tune. Herb Peterson played banjo with the Dillards for a while, and I got to like his playing very much there on the Copperfields albums and the ones that came about that time. I was hunting through the LP bins in a local op shop, somewhat hopefully, because there's not a lot of bluegrass music available around Hamilton, New Zealand. I've just about always imported my albums or got them from a specialist music shop like Slowboat Records in Wellington. And I was flicking through and I saw an album entitled Joe Stewart, Sitting on Top of the World. And I thought, I know Joe Stewart. And I looked closely at the picture, and it was Joe Stewart, all right. I met Joe Stewart in 1971 when we first went to the USA. And Joe is one of the master sidemen of bluegrass music. He's worked for Bill Monroe many, many times, and he has played banjo, bass, fiddle, or guitar for Bill Monroe, and whatever Bill needed, Joe Stewart was able to play it. He's got a lovely voice, and he's a very friendly guy. And I hunted through my photos when I got home, and I've got a photo of the Hamblin County Bluegrass Band standing around backstage in a tiny little dressing room in the Grand Ole Opry, talking to Bill Monroe, and Joe Stewart is just on the edge of the circle, just sitting watching, and I was just so excited to get this album, and I've selected a couple of tracks for you off this LP. First one's called Sitting on Top of the World, just Joe playing some real nice guitar. And then a tune he wrote called Sleepy Eye Joe. I don't know if it was referring to him or not, but we'll just have a listen and see, try and decide whether that's what it is. He's got Rule Yarborough playing banjo on the album, and James Whitten playing bass on the album, and Joe, of course, has dubbed many of the other instruments on it. So you're like me, you're listening to this album. I've only had it a few days, listening for the first time, and I hope you're going to enjoy listening to Joe Stewart. The album's called Sitting on Top of the World, and that's the first song I've picked out. Let's hear what it sounds like, eh?
It was in the spring, one sunny day, my baby left me. Lord, she went away, but now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Don't like my peaches, don't shake my trees. Stay out of my orchard, let my peaches be. But now she's gone, Lord, I don't worry. But I'm sitting on top of the world. Don't you come here running, holding out your hand. I can get me a woman like I got your man. But now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Mississippi River, it's long, deep, and wide. Lord, the woman I'm loving is on the other side. But now she's gone, 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 I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Show me a woman that a man can trust. But now she's gone, I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. But I'm sitting on top of the world.
Oh, that sounded like a real Bill Monroe tune, didn't it? You can see why he's a good fiddle player for Bill Monroe. He's really got Bill's sound in there. That was Joe Stewart. And in subsequent programs, I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more about him. If you are a Facebook user, go onto the Facebook page for Free FM. And because the station manager, Phil, when I was telling him about fortuitously finding the album in a Hamilton op shop, he said, that's a good story. So he filmed me telling the story of finding that album, and he said he's going to put it up on the Free FM Facebook page. So if you're a Facebook user, go and find the Free FM page, and you'll see what it looked like when I'm excited about getting a new album that's 50 years old. Something like that, anyway. Gillian Welsh is a wonderful performer, together with a partner, David Rawlings. They make awesome music. I was fortunate enough to see them at a show at the Grand Old Opry in the old Ryman Auditorium in the 1990s, and she's a captivating singer and writes wonderful songs, and this is one about a flower. You need to go online to get the words of the song. She speaks very clearly, lovely enunciation, but the words are beautiful in the song, and you just look up the song Oconee Bell. I think I'm saying it right, Oconee Bell or Oconee Bell. It's a lovely song about a flower. Here's Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings. Isn't that a pretty song? Just so nice. And I can't beat the sound of those two harmonies together. Just beautiful. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and you're getting some music from my shelves, in particular from some compilation albums, and where I'm digging out music that I don't really have access to in my regular CDs and LPs, and we're finding all sorts of little treasures, which I hope you're enjoying. I'd like to say hi to all the people listening on the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand. The show comes from Free FM in Hamilton, but it's shared around all the Access radio stations, Raglan Community, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay. Radio Hawke's Bay had a bluegrass show done by Trevor Ruffle, and he used to play that song, A Cody Bell, a lot. He loved that song. So there you go, Trevor. I've played the song again. We're also played on Access radio stations in Canada. Hi to all you people up in Canada listening. It's as we approach summer and we're having some lovely, warm, sunny days down here, and this is our summer holiday period. I think of you people up in the north there, the land of reindeer and Christmas trees and heavy snow and all that sort of stuff, and it's really weird. I know we talked to people from the Northern Hemisphere who live in New Zealand now, and they say they just cannot get used to having Christmas at summertime. But that's what's happening, and we're used to it. So hello to all the people listening on the Canadian Access radio stations. As well as that, a lot of you tune in on podcasts, maybe Podbean or Apple, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Free FM. Great. Thank you very much for tuning in. However you're tuning in, I'm delighted that you listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. Lots of people listen on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, and I know lots of people listen in the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show from Tennessee, and delighted that you listen. Also, I have a great time presenting the show and come up with things that I really enjoy listening to, and I hope you do too. Talking about Raglan, just a couple of days ago in Raglan, they had Christmas in the Park, which was a wonderful event put on by the Surfside Church, and boy, did they do a good job. Wonderful venue in terms of a stage and a covered stage with a great big awning. Huge awning over it, great lights, cameras, sound equipment was second to none. Wonderful sound, great technicians at a concert that sort of went on all day, really. And Trenwith's got to play about 6 o'clock at night, and we had a fun set. And if you were there, you see a whole bunch of kids dancing. There was a delightful lady taught people some line dancing in front of us while we were playing, and we did lots of our songs that the Trenwiths do, and you might have heard this song is one called Love Me Always, written by Sam Trenwith, the lead singer. Tim Trenwith is doing harmony. Tyler did percussion. He's my grandson, and I played banjo. Here it comes.
Too.
Yeah, we opened with that song. It's a great song to open with, a good one to sort of get the feel of what the stage feels like and what the PA feels like, and it's a great song to start with. So next time you see us, we might start with that song. It's always good. Here's Charlie Sizemore with a song called Back Home. Charlie is a very accomplished musician and songwriter, very thoughtful guy. He's played 9.5 years with the Ralph Stanley Band, starting as a teenager. He replaced Keith Whitley in the band, so this must be in the early 1970s. But after he left Ralph Stanley, went and got a law degree and is a practicing lawyer, but still plays music. And what a great combination. I've got a friend who's a bit like that. And here's a song called Back Home from Charlie Sizemore.
I left my daddy's farm one day for certain, drew down my hoe and ran when his head turned. 3 hours later, Lord, my feet were hurting. That night, cold, wet, and hungry, I returned. I found that they had left the back door open, and then I saw the kitchen light was on. A note said, son, your dinner's in the oven. They knew that I would always come back home. Back home, through an open window, frogs sang me to sleep. Back home, I could hear my mama pray the Lord to keep her children safe while they're gone. And may they always come back home. Lied about my age and joined the army. I had to see what lay beyond these hills. They sent me to Fort Benning, then Korea. Then I took a job in Detroit shaping steel. Today I will consider myself lucky if I hold out long enough to get my children grown and learn my first step from the hollow in Kentucky. Was the start of a long trip back home. Back home, I'll trace the path my daddy often trod. Back home, I'll fall to my knees and give my thanks to God. that'll learn what they knew all along. I would always come back home. I left my daddy's farm one day for certain, threw down my hoe and ran his head turn.
He's a great singer, isn't he? Beautiful voice. You can see why Ralph Sandy kept him for 9.5 years. Just sounded great there. Here's Seldom Seen doing an excellent song, Another Lonesome Day. The song's written by Wendy Thatcher. Lou Reed on guitar, John Duffy on mandolin, Mike Aldridge on dobro, Ben Aldridge on banjo, T. Michael Coleman on bass, and they all get to sing their wonderful singers. Another Lonesome Day.
Another lonesome morning, another long, lonesome day. You'll have to live without her, the morning seemed to say. Another lonesome morning, you thought you didn't care, but morning breezes find you wishing she Bob White sings his same old song, trying hard to please. And you hear a sound that she used to love through the rustling of the leaves, through the rustling of the leaves. You wanted her to stay, and you know all another lonesome morning breeze is another lonesome day, is another lonesome day.
Well, they can pull off some great sounds live, can't they? Great harmony singers, and just truly amazing band, Seldom Seen through all its incarnations. They managed to sort of maintain that sound, really. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Next week we'll have a show that's got a bit more Christmassy feel to it, but I just didn't really feel like doing a Christmas show yet. We've got 2 weeks to go yet. But if you like Christmas songs done bluegrass style, we're going to have them next week. If you don't like Christmas songs done bluegrass style, you might have to give the show a miss. We're going to take it out with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys with a tune called Bluegrass Breakdown, and it sounds like this. Thank you.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.